This Mother's Day, I was thinking about a very particular mother, other than mine, a woman named Leela Seth. Her son is the more famous name around the world, the novelist and poet Vikram Seth, author of books like The Suitable Boy and Golden Gate. But his mother, Leela Seth, was breaking glass ceilings long before Vikram had written a word. Leela Seth was the first woman to top the London bar exam in 1958. She was the first woman judge on the Delhi High Court. She became the first woman to be the Chief Justice of a state high court in India. Even in retirement, she was busy. After the brutal gang rape cases shook the nation, Leela Seth was on the commission to study India's rape laws. She wrote a memoir and a book explaining the preamble to the Indian Constitution so children could learn what she called constitutional morality. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. I remember the first time I saw Leela Seth. She was a tiny, brisk woman in a neat sari, hair pulled back in a tight bun. Leela and Vikram Seth were both on stage at the Kolkata Literary Meet, and I was supposed to moderate a conversation between mother and son. Only a poor recording survives of that event. But I remember I was nervous. Neither suffered fools gladly, and I wanted to broach some delicate subjects. For example, how Leela Seth dealt with her son being gay / bisexual. She's talked about it in her memoir On Balance. Vikram said she asked her children if it was okay to do so.
And I said, absolutely, you should go ahead and talk about it. Because after all, this has been an important part of your life. It was a bit of a struggle for you to come to terms with it. And you know, we come from a fairly liberal tranche of society. There must be many mothers and fathers all around who have to deal with some situation like this.
His mother said parents have come up to her and told her the book had an impact.
Reading it has made them realize to care for the child more, because the child is obviously not in the normal routine life. So he is a lonely child. So he needs more love and more affection.
He is the lonely child. He needs more love. Justice Leela Seth could have talked about the law making homosexual sex a crime, and she has written about that. But she did something far more vulnerable. She talked about it as a mother, about reading the lesbian love story The Well of Loneliness when she was 17, and being so moved by the loneliness of those who could not share their love stories.
And I think that book, which I had read maybe when I was 17 or something, came back to me, and I thought to myself, how lonely a person must be if he can't share his love with other people.
Leela Seth and her husband had three children, Vikram the writer, Shantum, who became a Buddhist teacher, and Aradhana, a photographer and filmmaker. In a country where parents obsess about children being settled, which means job and married, her children were quite unsettled. One in films, one meditating, one writing.
You know, in Delhi, all my colleagues would ask, when are your children getting settled? By settled, they meant job and marriage. And none of my children were settled. There was my daughter, she was 28 years old. They were making films, not settled. In the typical term, settled. So a girl must be marriage. There was my second son, he was sitting in the house, throwing seeds in the back garden and saying small is beautiful, making a mud hut and sitting inside it. And there was Vikram sitting and writing without care in the world.
When Vikram quit his PhD at Stanford and came home to write, his mother was aghast.
I was horrified, because I thought he'd starve. He wanted to write poetry, not even a novel.
Someone asked the family chauffeur what the children did. He said, no one does anything, said Leela Seth. Only the parents work. I remember the audience laughed uproariously. Leela said she wondered if she'd failed as a mother.
And they said, what are you doing? I thought, have I brought up my children badly? Have I brought them up the wrong way? And they said, no, if I had to bring them up again, I would do exactly the same thing.
If I had to bring them up again, I'd do exactly the same. On Mother's Day, I thought of those words again, because really, what bigger gift can a mother give her children? Leela Seth died on May 6th at the age of 86. There was no cremation. Her body was donated to science. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.